And I have the privilege to speak to Julaine Marais this afternoon. And she wrote a beautiful book called Integrity, a study on the life of Joseph. Julaine, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Johan. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. Good afternoon. And you say Cape Town is wet and windy and cold.
Wet, windy and cold and flooding.
Hey, I just heard about the flooding as well. Stay safe, ma'am.
Thank you.
Julaine, this beautiful book you wrote, Integrity, a study on the life of Joseph. And the emphasis is on faith and forgiveness and God's sovereignty, despite all his hardships. Now take us down the story before we get into the integrity on the other side and what it means to us to today. Take us through your book and give us a short synopsis of Joseph's life.
Well, Joseph, as we know, was the son of Jacob. And what was fascinating for me is when you read the Bible, God never chooses the obvious person. He never chooses the eldest. We see that in the life of David. We see that even in Jacob's life.
Yeah.
God's looking for a person who has a heart for him. And he found that in Joseph. Joseph was different from his brothers, and his father noticed that as well. And we see how, as his father begins to favor him and begins to put into his life, we see how his brothers' jealousy caused them to turn on him to such a point that they're willing to murder their own brother. And Reuben stepped in and convinced them otherwise. And while Reuben was doing something out in the field, the brothers saw a caravan of merchants coming and decided to sell Joseph into slavery. And Joseph went from this young 17-year-old man who had a dream, and in the dream God showed him he was destined for leadership, to becoming the lowest of low, a slave. And he was taken about 500 kilometers away from his home to Egypt, and he became a slave. But what's so beautiful in the story of Joseph is that we see how it doesn't matter what his circumstances were, he chose to live a life that honored God, and he chose to live a life that would serve whoever he was put under. So he served Potiphar so faithfully that he was made head of the house. And when temptation was thrown at him, Potiphar's wife attempted to tempt him by seducing him, he chose God's way and he chose to flee, which caused him to end up in prison, which is, again, another place where no one wants to be. If you are a slave in Egypt, it's bad, but if you were in prison, you were forgotten. And in the prison, he found favor with the prison warden, and he was given a position where he administrated the prison for the prison warden. So each time Joseph went from one thing to the next, he excelled in whatever he did. And he chose not to wallow in the crisis, but he chose to put his eyes on Elohim and keep his eyes on him so that he would get out of that crisis, not necessarily physically, but in his own heart. He knew he was living for Elohim. He was not living for himself. And his faithfulness in the prison, and his faithfulness with Potiphar, and his faithfulness in everything that he did, caught the eyes of, I believe, of the Lord. And he took him and he placed him in the most prominent position in Egypt under Pharaoh, and gave him a position where his dreams that he'd had as a young man came true as prime minister of Egypt.
Correct. And Julaine, what would you say, this integrity that took him all the way through his life, and even when his brothers came to Egypt and when there were famine, etc., etc., and they discovered, but this is little Joseph, and yes, he served them, and he didn't take his wrath out on them, despite what they did to him. What does it mean in our day to have this integrity, with the emphasis on faith and forgiveness, and to experience God's sovereignty in our lives?
So the beautiful thing for me was when Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, they were absolutely shocked, because they realized that he had overlooked, forgiven them, and he had chosen to walk of love towards them. And when he invited them back, I think the beautiful thing for me was, after Jacob had died, the brothers were afraid that Joseph would turn on them. They didn't believe that he had forgiven them. And they came to him and attempted to manipulate them, manipulate him into reminding him that their father had instructed him to look after his family. And he said the most beautiful thing in Genesis 50. He says, "Even though you intended to harm me, God intended it only for good. And through me, he preserved the lives of countless people, as he is still doing today." And I thought that's such a beautiful example of forgiveness and of seeing things God's way and not our way. It's so easy to look back on our lives and think, oh, this went wrong, and blame people and blame circumstances. But Joseph chose not to. He chose to focus on the end goal, and he chose to focus on what God had done in and through his life. He not only saved the lives of his family, he saved the lives of the Egyptians. And what a beautiful, beautiful testimony he had of God's hand of delivering not just himself but people out of a place of death, drought. Really bad, you know. So it's a beautiful thing. But I think what shines out for me is that Joseph, his integrity, his trust, his the goodness of his character just shone throughout his life. And he always, even though we don't always read it in there, his heart was for God and for what God had in store for him and for his family. Correct. And for his generations to come.
Julaine, what would you tell... I know I'm going into a difficult path now, but if you had the opportunity of speaking to political leaders across the spectrum, not only one party, I'm talking across the spectrum, in provincial, on provincial level, down to town councils, up to the cabinet, what would you say can we learn from the principles that you discovered in this book?
So I think what stands out to me in his character, and these are the kinds of things that one looks for in a leader, is the first thing is Joseph was a servant leader. He did not promote himself. He did not try to in any way make himself greater than anyone else. He just did what he had to do whenever he was given something to do. And so he served. His heart was that of a servant. Obviously, his integrity, his honesty, his honor, his trustworthiness. And that was what was so beautiful for me when you look at what he did for Pharaoh. He was a trustworthy administrator for Potiphar, for the prison guard, and for Pharaoh. And everything that he learned in each part of his life, he implemented in the next. He was shrewd in administrating the agricultural sector of the land of Egypt, so much so that they could gather enough food in the 7 years of plenty to sustain not only Egypt, but Canaan and other countries around there. And that was good management of the finances, the resources that they had. He was wise and he was discerning in everything that he did, and honorable in whatever he did. And that, I think, are the things that one looks for in a leader. You want to know that you can trust the leaders, that they will have wisdom with what they've been given to oversee, and that they will be honorable in their dealings.
Julaine, and to a church, if you could phone the pastor, the dominie, or the church leader this afternoon around the corner, what would you say? What does the church need?
In the sense of leadership or in the sense of...
To serve as a leader.
As a leader, yes. So the interesting thing, one of the things that I looked into was, what is the opposite of integrity? And the opposite of integrity is hypocrisy. So for a leader of the church, it would be the same thing. It would be being a person of your word. If you say something, you need to back it up with doing what you say. It's the same thing. Have integrity when you work with your congregation. Be trustworthy. Be honorable. Be kind and forgiving. Be wise and discerning in all that you do in your ministering to your congregation and with what God has entrusted you with. You are there to shepherd, and you are there to guide, and you are there to provide. And so be wise in that provision that you that you glean, so that you can give it and feed your flock.
Janine, your wonderful book, where can our listeners get hold of Integrity, a Study on the Life of Joseph by Julaine Marais?
It's available from Sela Books. I can give you the website details. It's www.sela-books.co.za.
Sela, S-E-L-A, Books, Sela Books.
Yes, and it's available as an e-book or as a paperback.
Available there, Julaine Marais. Julaine, thank you so much for taking time speaking to us this afternoon. May the Lord just bless you and keep you, ma'am.
Thank you, Johan, and bless you too.
Thanks so much. God bless to you. Julaine Marais on Radio Pulpit this afternoon, and Sela Books, SELA.co.za, and the book's name, Julaine Marais, Integrity, a Study on the Life of Joseph.